This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Hello, it's Sunday, March 19th. I'm Spencer Soischer with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs police say they arrested a woman they pulled over twice this weekend, suspected of drunk driving and driving on the wrong side of the road. Around 3:30 this morning, fire crews spotted a green Subaru driving on the wrong way of the street on North Academy, continuing near Fountain and going fast. Officers tried to stop the car, but the driver kept going until state troopers were able to pull her over on South Academy. Shelly Clark was cited for DUI and reckless driving, and police say they took her into custody for reckless behavior, but police also stopped Clark on Saturday close to 11 p.m. for another DUI crash. Police say she received a negative DUI evaluation and was released on a traffic summons then. A 3.8 magnitude earthquake hit near the Colorado-New Mexico border early Sunday morning. That's according to the United States Geological Survey. The earthquake hit around 5 a.m. near Trinidad. Small shockwaves could be felt all the way out to Monta Vista. So far, no injuries have been reported, though KRDO has heard from at least one homeowner who says his house is damaged. Firefighters from the Colorado Springs Fire Department worked to put out an apartment fire at the Woodland Hills Apartments Saturday night. According to the fire department, 8 people and 4 animals are displaced, and temporary housing assistance is being given by the Red Cross. CSFD did not say how the fire started or how many units were involved. Nobody was injured in the incident. KRDO is learning that a Pueblo West golf course owes the Metro District over $1 million in water debt. The Desert Hawk Golf Course was bought by Pueblo County and the Pueblo West Metro District in a joint partnership back in the early 2000s to help save the then-failing golf course, struggling financially. Since then, Desert Hawk Golf Course has accumulated over $1.2 million in water debt, according to the Metro District. But the course is now turning a profit, and the Metro District is looking to get their money back. A meeting will be held this week to figure out how they're going to do it. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is bringing back a requirement that all new hires be post-certified. That means everyone must complete a course of law enforcement classwork and skills testing. The hope is to attract deputies with a higher level of job readiness on day one and ultimately help fix staffing shortages. Over the last 5 years, the Sheriff's Office has installed a different training model to help fix those shortages, but now more applications means tougher standards. The Sheriff's Office also says all deputies will have the opportunity to upgrade their skills and go through the new post-training program. Weeks before an election, it's normal to see campaign ads on TV, in the mail, and even in text messages, but now one particular campaign ad is getting attention because it's missing a disclaimer, which could be a violation of city code. An election advertisement requires a disclaimer that provides context to who paid for the ad, but one going after Sally Clark does not. The city has not said if they are looking into it yet. Those are your top stories on KRDO News Radio. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Spencer Soischer. Enjoy your weekend.
Comfortable conditions continue into the overnight hours. Clouds hold off. We stay dry. We will be dealing with seasonal temps overnight tonight for the start of that work week. 56 degrees, the high in the spring, 62 in Pueblo. We're dry across the I-25 corridor and the plains. Winds stay light from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Throughout the middle of that work week, we will see some mountain snow, so keep that in mind if you do have any high country travel. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.